go, everybody say, brand new sugya, brand new start, brand new everything. Shema.
So the Gemara Mishnah discusses, there's a lot of layers to the sugya, a lot of different layers to the sugya. We're going to organize it and take each step separately, distinctly, in Ritz Hashem, bekoin of the sugya, kishmaka stuff going on here. Once again, a lot of people skip it, but not for us. So let's go weiter. So Mishnah talks about Ashut fin sh'ratu lasis mechitza v'chatzar boinus ha'koyza be'emtza. So v'ruah zok the Gemara my mechitza. Gemara uses a lashon of savrua that they thought sahava mina. What is mechitza? Taisus here in Divrei Masa savrua, I didn't put it on the Mar Mekoymis, talks about this lashon of savrua. It's like a thought process. Afal gavdil b'soif koi, even though this is not just a savrua, it's not just a fleeting thought. This happens to be at the end of the day we stick with this definition of mechitza. So he gives different reasons because the Gemara was madche and it wasn't an ikar tchia. So he's just trying to explain this language of savrua. Why is it savrua is usually something that we don't end up paskening like. But that's not what I want to focus on. My mechitza guda means a wall. Kedisanya. Mechitza is a kerem shenifritza oimrim loigdor. A mechitza that a vineyard that the walls break. You say to the guy, put it back up. Kedisanya again. The Braisa says mechitza is a kerem shenifritza. You have a breached wall, a wall that's falling apart, a wall that's collapsing. So what do we do? Omer loigdor. Does anyone have that girsa? Omer lo gudor? I think there's another girsa in the Gemara. Does anyone have a different girsa?
Omrim.
Omrim lo gudor. You have that?
Yeah. On the side.
Yeah, so there were two girsos in the Gemara. If one guy, or does the whole Bezdin tell him, whatever, Lamaisa, we tell the guy, fix up your wall. Why does he have to fix up his wall? Because if he doesn't fix up his wall, what's going to be the happen? Remember everybody say?
It's Kilayim.
Kilayim. What's Kilayim?
A grape.
Kilayim is a mixture that is going to be problematic. Now, you could have different Kilayim that create different issues. This is Kilayim. Kilayim, most of the time, when you're dealing with Kilayim, refers to a planter and a person initially not to do this action. It's a maisavir. If you breathe these two things, there's many types of Kilayim, Rabbi say. You know, we who don't plant so much, we're often, you know, focused on shatnez shilas, right? Shatnez kilayim shilas, shua tova venus. You have tzemer pishton. You have linen and wool. You're not allowed to what? What are you not allowed to do, Rabbi Say? You got to know these halachas. You got not allowed to what? You're not allowed to sew them together. You have to create a chibur. A chibur that you twist and you connect. If it's shua tavoi venuz, it's actually bonding together that are really connected, then it becomes an issa d'oraisa of shatnez. You just have random two things next to each other, standing next to each other. It might be asr midrabbanan, but it's not going to be asr midoraisa. It has to be a chibur. Another type of kilayim is kilei behema, right? You're not allowed to breed two animals together. But here, this kilayim that we're about to delve into, Rabbi Yisai, is even more interesting. Because this kilayim has effects post facto. The Torah says when it comes to kilei akerem and only kilei akerem. Kilei akerem means what? Kilayim with a vineyard, akerem. So when it comes to kilei akerem and another thing has two unique halachas to it. It's not only usher to do, it's not only us in the Maisa Vera, but what? It's Asar Ba'ana. And what else?
Tukadesh.
And also what?
To burn it.
You have to burn it. Pen Tukadesh. Oh, Tukadesh. Yeah. Good. Pen Tukadesh. The Torah says by Kilei Akerem. And what other halacha, Rabbi, say?
Chesed.
What?
Or other halacha you have to burn?
Yeah. that's linked to Kilei HaKerem. Arla. Arla, which is what we learned last year, Arla, you have to burn, and Arla is usher even in Chutz La'aretz, and that's something that's going to be usher b'ana. So here, you're not only going to have, you know, l'chadchila shailas about when I'm going to do the ma'aseh avir, you're going to have post facto shailas. A person who does some other kilayim, right? It's also to do, but like now it's not also to benefit necessarily from it. So here, no, you're going to have to actually burn it. There's a shir I gave many years ago. I probably mentioned to you guys last year when there was a shayla that was asked to me. Or Solovsky and I were both busy with this because we both got the same shayla. That in Costco we thought that their clementines were Arla clementines, and the title of the shir was "Do I have to burn the clementines I just bought from Costco?" So like everyone's like, "What? What? Like why would I have to burn it?" The answer is because it might be Arla. It took a while until we found out whether or not it was Arla. So we got it. It turned out it was mutter. You know, we found out that it was not Arla, but there was some serious chashos that maybe it was Arla, and then like we got some good shiurim out of it, you know, to learn some of the Dine Arla and the fact that it applies even in Chutz La'aretz, and we might have to burn it. So there was a fascinating sugya. So it touches on some of the inyanim we learned in the first Tosfos that they just asked me about in Pesachim Daf Beis. Okay. So we have this Mechitzas HaKerem. Mechitzas HaKerem is mixing with Tevua, with grain. Now, I want to just challenge you guys, so maybe we'll talk about it a little tomorrow. Is this Pashat that this is Kilayim? Just not to get too sidetracked, but is it Pashat that Kilayim applies just with two items, Tevua and Kerem? It's not so Pashat. So there's some assumptions that were being made over here that this is going to be Kilayim, but that's the way we're going to assume. It's just, it opens up a little bit more of the, I have to pick and choose what I'm going to put on the Ma'ar Mekayimus, everybody say, because there's just so much to talk about here, and I didn't add that to the Ma'ar Mekayimus, but maybe I'll just add a few minutes tomorrow just to discuss some of the Shita of Rabbi Yoshia and the fact that it's not necessarily so pashut to assume that just because they're having the combination of Tevua with Kerem that's going to be Kalayim, but that clearly is the assumption of our Gemara. So what do we tell him to do? We tell him to put up a fence, which is also fascinating. Just to think about it, everybody, but without any analysis, what does that help? What's going on over here, everybody says? You put up a fence, but what's going on over here, everybody says? There are things that are connected in the ground over here. The things that are mixing even above and beyond the fence. So you see a massive chiddush over here. You see a massive chiddush over here. The pashup shot over here is that kilayin is not just a function of a physical mixture. If there's a halachic separation, even if it's above the ground, right? Unless you make an ukimta, which I think some mafarshim say, that it has to be that this was a mechitza that was mamash stuck into the ground and separating from all of any attachment that exists between this tvua, this grain, and the vineyard and the carom. Pashup shat is you're putting up a structure over here. Pashup shat is above the ground, and yet what? That's going to help for kilayim. This is fascinating. Mamish, incredible. Similarly, Rabbi, so you have such a din in the beginning of Maseches Erevin, right? The Gemara in Erevin tells us that the mechitza for Shabbos and the mechitza for Kilayim are similar. And if you would have a Tzuras HaPesach, what's a Tzuras HaPesach, Rabbi, say? Alechem Ikan, Velechem Ikan, Vekaral Gabav, right? And a string or a Kaural Gabav, that's a door frame, that's a Tzuras HaPesach. Move the door, that's a Tzuras HaPesach. What does that help? Your mamish can go through it. Your mamish can. The answer is there's a halachic separation. A halachic separation creates a hefsik. And if you have a halachic hefsik, that's not going to create kilayim. So, to the scientist's eye, it's very hard to understand this. But this is what's fascinating. Al pi halacha. Halacha creates a new metzias. Halacha creates a hefsek. Just like you could walk through a Tzuras HaPesach on Shabbos and you don't really see that stopping and creating an enclosed area, but halachically it's mukaf, and that's now going to have implications legabe Shabbos, and it's also going to have implications legabe kilayim. Okay, so we have over here the real mekoy, Mechitzas HaKerem. Kilei HaKerem is the most stringent type of kilayim, and you might have to burn it, and it's going to be usar ana if it continues. So we want to make sure to avoid this issue. So omrim lo gdor, right? Omrim lo gdor, we tell him, put up the fence so that what? The kilayim doesn't take effect. And there's no kilayim. How does that help? Everybody said, I'm just asking like pashut kashas as like a new balabas looking at this thing. Like, I just want to understand, like, okay, you put up a fence. The fence is above the ground. These are the kashas you should be asking. You know, the fence is above the ground. How's that helping? There's physically things. There are things that are attaching underneath the ground. Wow, fascinating. Number one. Number two, if you're telling me that there's a chibur and there's a connection that's going to be created, so why isn't it already kilei akarim? Okay? Why didn't it already aser it? The mice and the metzias, they're together right now. So what happens? What delay? How is there a delay over here? I'm not looking for answers, but Asher, yeah? You asked your question?
Yeah. Is there any issue with kilayim, like with things like touching above the ground? Or is the mechitza just a synod of a
hafzik? I think once you have the mechitza, I think that'll be okay. That'll be okay, even if it touches, I think. Yeah.
Does like the fruit change, or does like create a new fruit if the grapes in the rain?
You're asking me like scientifically?
Yeah, I'm saying like, is there any different? Like, can you look at a grape and say this is cute, I can, this is not? It looks the exact same.
Yeah. Well, it's all halach. Yeah. It's fascinating. Yeah, I agree.
It's just to grow a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not bottle, right? It's not bottle of masayim. That's if it grew in a matzav of chibur, of connection, looks like the same grape. No guy will be able to tell you the difference. So he puts up a wall. Chazer of a nifritza. It fell down again. Omer lo gudar. We tell him, put up your wall. Like, obviously. What? You did that the first time, so you do it again. What's going on over here, everybody say? This Gemara is a pillar. Like what? Tell him, the wall falls down, tell him to put up the wall. First of all, why are you telling him? Like, he has to do it on his own. Like, what's going on? Like, what? Why we have to give him a warning? We have to, like, what? Did we just, like, shift over to Sanhedrin? We're going to give Malkus over? Like, what's going on over here? What is it? As Hasra? Oimrim like there. Do we say every time you have to pay money in Chayshim Mishpat, right? There's a Nezik. Oimrim loy, be a nice guy. Don't be Mazik. Don't be a Gazlan. What? You're a Mazik. We don't Oimrim loy. Stop being Mazik. What's going on in this Gemara? This is like a pillow. Oimrim like there. And then the Gemara, we don't understand the first time. And then the Gemara says, and if it falls down again, you say it again. What is this? What is this? L'shem Yichud? Like, what's going on over here? Oimrim loy. This is Baba Kama already here. This is Baba Basra. This is Nezikin. What's Oimrim loy? Dude, leave your tefillas for shul. What's going on over here? Nisyayishimenu. He gave up. Loy Gadra, and he decides not to put up his fence. Hareza Kiddush. What does that mean, Hareza Kiddush? So, Rashi, Kiddush does not mean Kiddush over here. Kiddush. Fascinating language, Rabbi say. The Bali Machshav over here could start thinking. Why is Kedusha used to assume the situation and the result of what? Of what? Rabbi say, what does it mean when it says Hareze Kiddush?
Right.
It means it's Asr. Fascinating language, Rabbi say. I don't even want to talk about this, but like that's just Stam. That's just like, you know, what to think about, you know, when Shir's over. You know, just like, why is this, why is the Chazal using a Lashon of Kiddush and Kedusha for the Isra no, and what actually is what we want to avoid. It's a tapela. Kiddush. Kiddush what? Kiddush ha-tvua. The kilayim was now mekadesh the tvua. Im hoisif mosayim, right? What's im hoisif mosayim, guys? You have more than what? The ratio. What's the ratio to aser?
1 to 200.
1 to 200. If it's less than, if it's, kilayim is batal in 200. Orlin kilayim is batal in 200. There, the guys who learned chulin in Yerodeah with me, and maybe we talk about it a little in Sachem, but basically there's a few shiurim you have to know for bittel. Okay, bittel means the nullification. If you have, has happened all the time, if you have a drop of milk that dropped into your cholin, it's not necessarily going to be osir. Okay? Don't throw it out right away. Call a rav. Okay? Because if you can figure out that it's, the isser is less than, is less than 1/60th, so then it's going to be mutter. That's the concept called that you all heard of batel b'shisha. If there's 60 heter against the isser, that's going to be mutter. When it comes to other areas of halacha, Chazal derived that the shear of bittel is a little bit different, that we're upping the ante a little bit. Who knows other examples of this other than what we have in front of us?
Truma
is 1 in 100. Okay, so if you have more, if you have less than 1 in 100 of Isser Truma, 1 in 200 going into the Truma, it's not going to be Usser and it's going to be Batel in the rest of the Chulin that's in the pot that's cooking or the vat that you have. So when it comes to Arla, when it comes to Kili Akarim, it's Batel b'masayim. It's Batel with 200. So that's the shear. So now whether or not the Kerem will Asa the Tvua and now create a Cheftza of what? Kilayim, which we're calling being Mekadesh the Tvua. So that is going to be dependent on if it's Hoisif Mimasai, means it's more of a ratio, it's more than 1/200th. Because if it's 1/200th, then it's going to be Batel and it's insignificant and it's not a problem. Good? Everyone clear about sight? So that's what Rashi is referring to. Lishna dekra nokat pen tukdash. So Chazal used, Rashi was bothered by my kasha. Why did Chazal use the isser of the lashon of kidesh? It's not to tell you kedusha. It's becoming from the Torah of pen tukdash, pen tukaresh. So now the really shaila is, oh, if that's the pshat, so the kasha is on the Torah. So now you have a vort that's starting over here. For which parasha, Rabbi Yisai? Which parasha? Kiseitze? Many Balkur is here? Where's Kilei Akarim? I venture to say Kiseitze, but I challenge one of you guys to open up a Chumash and to find out where that Pasuk is. Oh, it's in front of us. What am I saying? Beis. Devarim Chav Beis. Somebody, I'm betting on Kiseitze. What are you talking about? Devarim Chav Beis test. Leisizra Karmachal Kilayim Pen Tikdash Hamlei Azera Asher Tizra V'tuos Akarim. The Imamish, they make your life simple over here. New technology, new Gemaras. It's Kiseitze? Got it. Shkoya. You guys know why you're supposed to learn Bavli. Talmud Bavli. Why are you supposed to learn Bavli? It's Mavulbal. It's Mavulbal with Mikra, with Nach, with all the different parts of Torah. So you have to take a second and say, wait a second, if there's a pasuk over here, I got to get to know that pasuk a little bit. Pentikdash, let me learn a little Mikra. It's not like, you know, we're not supposed to know Psukim, right? You know, we're not, you know, it's like, it's a little bit embarrassing. Sometimes my wife asks me, like, you know, about a Pasuk in Chumash. I'm like, oh, it's Gemara Chum. No, what's a Pasuk in Chum? All right. Very good. Boys, I have another kasha that's bothersome. Who are we talking to? Omrim Logdor. Before, we're going to have to get back to that Omrim Logdor. And we're going to get back to it, everybody say. Every question that I just brought out, these are going to be like openers, you know, drusha openers for the shir. You know, we're going to get to those. We're hopefully going to try to lift up every rock over here and try to get some conclusions to try to clarify these. But who are we talking to? Omrim Logdor.
The Baal Karim.
Really? Why don't you like him?
Maybe he's like the
Mazikim. Why is he the Mazikim? What does it take to create the Kilayim?
What if one was planted after the other?
Well, that
would be
healed
then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who see that? Like the Baal HaKerem is the cause of this problem.
No, I'm saying whoever was there first, the other guy would.
You're making an Ukimto over here? Yeah. It's one before the other? Okay, good.
That's why I wouldn't be sure.
Okay, good. That's one answer, everybody say. But to counter what Judah's saying, Judah's like adding a lot in order to make some sense of this Gemara. I hear what he's saying. But like someone should say that, you know. Like I need a rishon to say that. So if you can find me a rishon that says that, okay. I'll but right now I'm not so happy. I'm not so happy while you're picking on this guy. You're a bully. You're the mice. You're a bully. Yeah.
I was translating Nifrit says like falls, but like Nifrit says really, like you could tell like from where it reached. Like maybe you could tell. So it's that guy, it's on that guy.
So you're also making a new kimta. We're talking about a pirtza. You're like adding a chazis over here. You're, there's a pirtza over here that it's clear that he took an axe and he damaged over it. It's like our additions to the story. I like your stories, guys. You should all write stories. You should all write from Mishpacha magazine. But like over here, it's not. It just doesn't say.
Does mechitza zakar imply to us that there is no mechitza around the tefuah also?
Mechitza is like mechitza in between. It's, you guys, you picture you and what's Marwan? What's the
cameo?
Why do I keep on saying Marwan? What's Marwan? Who's Marwan? Is cameo Spanish?
Yeah.
Right. So is he like the only guy on your block?
He's just like our neighbor. He's one
same,
of
like
three.
The,
yeah, pretty much.
Stomach, like not.
No, there's mostly
mostly Jewish, right? By the way, you really did not used to be that in your area.
No, not at all.
That was when I was growing up. Your area was not so Jewish.
No.
It's really a Pella. Beautiful. So so cameo. I mean, it's going to get a little complicated because cameo's not Jewish, but let's say cameo is Megayer. And we have Kilei Akerem, Tuvus Akerem. So think about it. You're at the end of your field. You plant your vineyard because your mother loves grapes, and you want to make some wine. And cameos again. Rabbi say he's growing some grain. Rabbi say, remember this. This was our parnosa back in the day. This was like how we got food on the table. This was not like, oh, who deals with Kilei Akerem Shilas? Like this was. This could happen, and the wall starts falling apart. You have a little hushtickle hurricane, and like you know what happened in Teaneck a few months ago. You know, like and boom.
My question is more like: is the guy that has the tool? Is he doing anything to prevent it at all, or is it just on the guy that has the carom? Because it sounds like we're implying that.
Yeah, that's my kasha. Why are you picking on him? He's not.
It's implied that only one of them are the magic also, right?
Why?
I'm saying.
That's what Jeremy said, but I'm saying mehechtesi. That's what we need to explore. Okay, Rabbi Yisai.
Yeah.
Do
you say in the mission that a picker, you don't have to, you're not have to put a wall up? It could be that there's a picker next
to it. No, this has nothing to do with anything to do with Bava Basra right now. The only reason this is in Bava Basra is because we want to define the term mechitza. But this is totally separate mazik, nothing to do with any of the shutfus and lumdus that we spoke about of just a stam bicker or a stam chutzer of how you divvy up your obligations in an area. Okay, zok the Gemara. Nesiyai shemenu v'lo gadra reze kiddush. Sounds like the chayav v'achrayas. What's for chayav v'achrayas? Oh, that's why it's nogeya to us in the zikin. You're gonna have to take achrayas. Means what? You're gonna have to. If you don't take care of this, if you don't put up this wall. If you don't stop this Isser from being created, again, I don't know why the Isser wasn't already created. And why, by the way, what? Yeish? What does Yeish have to do? Where's Yeish relevant? Yeish is relevant in an Aveda. A person loses an Aveda and he's Miyayish. Yeish is relevant for your Shmuzim and your Ashkafa Shmuzim. Ain Yeish Ba'ilim Klal. Good. This is no Geyat in the Zikin over here, Mechitza. Yeish is an Aveda. Yeish is by Gzela. Rabbi say Yeish Takach. Ooh, Sashkacha Parshas Lech Lecha. Yeish is Nogeda Lech Lecha. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Most Choshev Avart ever. Most Choshev Avart ever. And I gave it in Parshas Shmuz. I must have given it in years past. Rabbi say Most Choshev Avart ever. Okay, you got to remind me. I don't have time for this right now. But it's not the Yeish is not Nogeda here. I owe you. I owe you Bereishis. And I owe you this. I owe you this. I owe you this through Tzadik. No. Oh, Moira Dig Parshas Lech. Should I say it? Parshas Lech. Okay, next year, Mitzvah. Parshas Lech. Shall we
come?
Remind me to tell you Rav Tzadik's word on Yiddish. Parshas Lech. It's a Moira Dig Rav Tzadik. All right. So what's a nogeya here? Nesiyah Shemen of Loi Godra. I raise the kiddush v'chayet b'achru Yusuf. And Yitaka gonna have to pay. So then the Gemara says, time of the Ratzu, okay, then we bring it back to Babaz, we bring it back to what Judah wants to go. But right now we're using this as a definition for the term mechitza. So Chayav Achrayis makes you into some sort of mazik, like you guys were saying. You're doing some damage over here. You're gonna have to actually pay for some of the damages over here. What type of damage is really existing over here, Rabbi Say? I'll tell you what type of damage is not happening over here. Okay? When I walk up to your property, or when I drive my car, right? What type of damage is that? If I ram my car into your house or into your car, what is that called?
Actual damage.
What is that?
Nezik.
What's that called? What type of mazik? There's four types of avos nezik in Rabbi. So you got to learn some Baba Kama. If you want to be joined Rosh Hechter's Kodal, you're gonna have. That's why I dropped these things. Rabbi said you got to have these ideas. No.
Mavet.
What am I? What am I called? What am I called? They'll give me complicated, convoluted answers. I don't want machlegs ravenchul. What am I?
Odomamazik.
Thank you. I'm an odomamazik. I'm walking up to your property. I'm either driving a car or I'm taking an axe and breaking your window. I'm an odomamazik, right? So over here, am I an odomamazik? Very hard for you to say that you're an odomamazik, right? Not really. You're not. You planted in a situation where there was a separation and then that separation fell down. Wouldn't call that a classic odamamazik. So what am I? So how do we fit? Everybody say the Gemara said. If you think the Gemara said chayav achrayis, Gemara says you're going to pay. You're going to pay cash over here. Why am I paying cash? I want to analyze this. I'm not an odamamazik. So what am I doing wrong? Who's affecting me right now? So maybe you'll tell me my ox. Sure, it's like what? It's like shame. But so what are the dalet avos nezikin? Which is what?
Shane, Regal, Karen,
and?
It goes to 24 at that.
Shore includes, right? Is Regal, Shane, right? Karen, right? Then there's Adama Mazik, right? Yeah?
Bor,
right?
Heather. Ish.
And Ish, right? So it's really Shor, Bor, Adam, and Ish. Okay. So is it really? So everyone agrees to me that it's not Adam.
Yes.
It's very hard for this to say Adam, right? This is not similar to a. So maybe it's Shor. So what type of Shor? So is it going to be what? So what? How does Shor break down? Shor. Anyone here learn Baba Kama?
Yeah.
So Shor. Karen is goring. What's unique about Karen, Rabbi Say, when an animal gores?
The Kavana.
I'm just speaking Rashi on Chumash, Rabbi Say. Anyone do Shnai Mikra?
The Kavana.
We have to know. Karen is the Kavana. Okay, good. Also, right? So it's Kavana Leziko. Good. So that's pretty hard to say over here. This is like goring, right? So let's think. So it's Shane. What's Shane?
I know.
Leziko. Well, what's the example of Shane? Let's just say an animal starts eating the crops in your property, right? Hanala Zico, right? Is this Shane? I don't think it's Shane. Okay. Is it Regal? He's stamping on your stuff. I don't know if that's really Regal. That's normal. He's going in his normal Derech Halicha, and then he tramples on your stuff. I don't know. Is it Ish? Is it Bor? I don't know. These are good questions. The reason why I'm asking this, Rabbi Say, you're going to see when you open up the Ramban that's on the Maamar Koyim, is you're going to find this discussion fascinating that what the Ramban asks. I don't want to spoil it for you, Rabbi Say, but I'm not just wasting your time and just trying to tell you tangents. Trust me, it's nogeya to the sugya. Everything I just introduced with is nogeya to the sugya, which explains how much the sugya is the biggest bomb ever. It's geshmak. So Rabbi Say, it's like an explosion. A lot of you say this for Shas that are coming out of the sugya. So Zokti Taisvis in Dibra Maskel Kedesanya, and he says, there's a machloikis in Gersolos over here. When the Gemara wants to prove what a machitza is, some Sfarim said Kedesnan, and some Sfarim said Kedesanya. Oh my gosh, Rabbi, this is so boring. Why are you talking about it if it's a Brisa or it's a Mishnah? I've never translated those words before in my life. So listen to what Taisvis says. Trust me, it's relevant. Some think that it's a Mishnah, some think that it's a Brisa. Sounds really boring. It's not true. You can't Gairis Kedisnan because I've never found a Mishnah like this. And the reason why people think that this might be a Mishnah is because of the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma throws out a term that we need to get to know a little bit better. Man doin dina de garmi. Who is the one that's mechayev? The din of garmi. Marav Raboisai, welcome to Bava Kamma. The second half of Bava Kamma. It comes up briefly in the first half of Bava Kamma. But in Bava Kamma, and also in Bava Basra, you really categorize different types of nezikin. You have the Mishnah of Bava Kamma, that your mamish, either you directly are mazik, you're an adam mazik, or your animal is directly being nazik, that you have to pay the arba of his nezikin. And then there's something that's absolutely putter. There's no question that you're absolutely putter. What's that called? Where you're putter? Okay. Certain type of hezek that everyone agrees you're putter.
Grumma.
Grumma ben Ezekin is putter. What's the din? What's grumma? Grumma ben Ezekin is what? Indirect. You didn't actively do something. It was like a causation that was like totally indirect. That wasn't your fault. And that's going to be putter. Okay? Mamish, I did something and someone else did something else. It wasn't supposed to be there, right? Zara Kli Merish Agag, he throws something off the roof and there were pillows there to protect it and then someone else slipped away the pillows. That's not my chiyav, that's totally grumma, and therefore I'm not chayav, I'm potter. Okay, you want to know if I'm chayav de shemayim? Good, we're going to discuss that. It's going to come up. But lamaisa grumma is potter. By the way, what's the din of grumma on Shabbos? Grumma on Shabbos is also potter. Right? You're not chayav achatas. If you do a malacha, b'derach grama, it's going to be putter. Is it mutter? So that might be a machlekes d'ashkenazim in the Sfardim. The Rama says, grama on Shabbos is usr. This is why, you know, it's great for all of the inventions that Tzomet comes up with for the doctors to have all these items and these phones and these mechanisms that now are working b'derach grama, because for a doctor who has a head there, you know, now you just brought it down from a chiyav chatas, from an iser skila to a grama, to something being totally, you know, totally mutter on a level of daraisa. Now to say that, oh, something's grama, Rabbis, I'm telling you this because this is lashonis that people use and you should realize this. Now to say, oh, it's grama, so therefore it's mutter, that far we didn't say. It might be still asr midrabanan. Grama still might be asr midrabanan. You want to say that it's grama and you have another sniff lahako, okay, now you're speaking like a paisik already. Now you're collecting things, but you know fundamentally just because something's grama doesn't mean it's necessarily mutter. That's what the Rama proves from the Shulchan Gibarim and all the Rishayim that grama is still asr. Okay, but lamaisa, when we're in the world of nezek, grama is going to be mutter. Now there's this third category. Man doin dina, not grama, dina digarmi. Okay? The Pashtus is, according to Rov Rishonim, there are three separate categories. Direct, Hezek, which is Adam HaMazik, Grumma, which is totally something that's Potter, that's not me, and then there's this middle category that it's clear that there's going to be a Hezek, but it's not necessarily going to be totally indirect or totally delayed. I'm not going to get into, Rabbi said, we're not learning all the Rishonim and Bava Kamma of how they differentiate between Grumma and Garmi. That will take us a long, long time. The Rishonim have different Lashonis. Fascinating, you know, a research paper that you guys could work on. You know, certain Rishonim write, is it clear that it's going to be a Hezek? Then it's Garmi, Bari Hezeka. Other Rishonim write a Lashon of Miyad. Is it going to be Miyad? So then it's Garmi, it's not Grumma. Grumma's delayed. So there are different nuances that the Rishonim are machalik to know when something's Grumma, when something's Garmi, because the implication is that there are certain individuals in the Gemara that were machayev dina de Garmi, even though it wasn't classic Adam ha mazik. Okay? Everyone hear where I'm going, Rabbi? I'm just setting up the categories over here. But man doin dina de Garmi, like the Gemara Bava Kamma is searching for, implies that not everyone subscribed to this concept of Garmi. Even this was an invention, and that's Rabbeinu Tam is proving that if the Gemara concludes that it's Rabbi Meir and he's the missing link to this author of this concept called Dina de Garmi, that you're going to see in a second is going to have tremendous ramifications, la locha, So the Gemara, if it would have been a Mishnah, that this was a din of Mechitzas HaKerem, and a Mishnah of Mechitzas HaKerem was Tisnan, and it was a Mishnah, so we know every Mishnah is authored by who? Stam Mishnah is authored by who? Rabbi Meir. So there's your missing link. That's who you were trying to discover. How do I know who's the author of Din of Garmi? I know it's Rabbi Meir. How do you know it's Rabbi Meir? From our Mishnah. From the fact that the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Kuf doesn't say that, sounds like we're not a Mishnah, but we are a Braisa. If you're a Braisa, you don't have the din of Stam Braisa, Ki Rabbi Meir. So that's the relevance, Rabbi Isai. What Rabbi Natam just did is Rabbi Natam just told us that, by the way, you want to know what the nature of the Nezek that you're learning in this Sugya of Kili Akerim and Chayev Bachrayas? He just coined the critical phrase. What's the critical phrase over here? We are learning the sugya of what? Dina Degarmi. That's the Nezek that we're at. We're not classic Nezek. We're also not classic indirect Nezek. We're that middle stage of Dina Degarmi that seems to be a debate in the Gemara Bava Kamma Tzadiches and the Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Kuf. So if you look at the Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Kuf, the Gemara starts off like this. Rish Lakish achvale dinar le Rabbi Elazar. Rish Lakish showed his coin to Rabbi Elazar. Amar ma'al Yehu. He says, oh, that's a great coin. That's a usable coin. That's great. That's good value. Amar le, chazi deka alech samichna. Rish Lakish started trash talking a little bit. He says, Shino, I'm relying on you. You know. Amar le, Kisamichsa alai mailememra. What are you trying to ruffle my feathers? So what? You're relying on me. So what? Dimishtakach bisha beina lechlufi loch. That if you're going to turn out that I was wrong, and it's a bad coin, it's a bisha coin. That what? I'm now going to be chayav to pay. I'm going to have to change it. Can't be, Rish Lakish, if that's what you're trash talking me about. Can't be. Why? Va'at hu da'amrit, Rab Meir hu da'doin garmir. Didn't you say that only Rabbi Meir holds of this concept of Dina Degarmi? So we know, Rabbi Isai, that the Gemara is saying that doing something like this, relying on my statement that that's a good coin, that's me being chayev, not as Adam Mamazik. You can't call me an Adam Mamazik, but it's a middle Dina Degarmi, causing me hezek. And it's clear hezek. So he's asking him, but don't you say that the statement that this is only according to Rabbi Meir? My love, Rabbi Meir, Velois, Virulon Kava say, wasn't your point to say that the one who's doing Dina Degarmi is only Rabbi Meir to imply that that's not mainstream Shitas, that's not the opinion of the Rabbanon, so therefore we shouldn't paskin the Dina Degarmi, so therefore Rabbi Elazar is saying back to Rish Lakish, so why would I ever be Chayiv in saying to you that that coin is a coin of value, even though you were Saimechami? Amarlei, lo. Rabbi Meir v'sfira l'nkavasei. No, I meant to say that it is Rabbi Meir, and we hold like him. Hi, Rabbi Meir. So what's the Rabbi Meir? This is where Rabbi Natam gets in. Where is this mysterious Rabbi Meir that we're saying that he's don din in the garmi? E Rabbi Meir, e lemer Rabbi Meir, disnan donis adin zikas achayev chayev asazakai, timas atar, tiras atome, masha osa osavi shalami beso. If it's talking about where a dayan paskin the din, and then what, he was metame, something that was actually tar, or he was metar, something that was actually tar, tame, it's a good psak, and he has to pay back the money, he's chayiv, is that classic Adam Mamazik? No, he didn't actually do any hezek bi adayim with his hands, but he caused that there will be a direct hezek from his psak, the dayan. Everyone with me, guys? You guys with me? Ha'itmar Allah, that's a bad raya. That's not a good case of Dina Degarmi. Why is that a bad raya? Amrav Eloi, Amrav Ushinotov, and Asabiyad. No, you misunderstood. He was takamazik biyadayim there. He took the sherets and he put it on to the bagel that was tahor. And now he now made this koyin that he can't eat. This is a bagel. Or this person that's planning on to go to the Beis HaMikdash and he wants to eat Torah food. He's no longer able to go. Stop shutting down your mind when you hear Tumah V'Tahara. This is relevant, Rabbi said. This was lunch in Mirtz Hashem next week when Mashiach comes. Elohar Rabbi Meir. No, I found Rabbi Meir. Disnan letzvoy eloy edem etzav v'shachar. I told you to color the house red. and then he colored it black. Shachar v'tzava edim. Rav Meir Omer. I'm sorry, he's dyeing the wool of the sheep. Rav Meir Omer nosam lo d'mei tzimro. He has to pay the amount that he told you that he now damaged with the coloring. So Gemara says also that's also not dina d'garmi. Hasan ka'avid b'yadayim. He's coloring it with his hand. He's using color. So that's not dina d'garmi. Eloha Rabbi Meir. I found the Rabbi Meir. You know where it is? Baba Basra Bezim et Alf. De, whoa. This not. Yeah, that's not a problem, Rabbi Yisai. Because this is a different Mishnah. What's going on here? This not. There's a Mishnah that says, what? Hamasachik fanu agabit fuas o shachavero. What are you doing over here? You're Mesachik fanu al shachavero. What does Mesachik mean, Rabbi Yisai? Schach. You're hovering. You're hovering a gefen on top of your tefuah. By the way, what's the mixture there? Are they touching? When you're mesachich, pashtus not, right? And yet there what? There's a chibur. There's kilayim. Right? So again, you see this. So there's something going on over here. Okay. Is there maybe a unika? You know, we do hold in halacha that just because something is not on the ground doesn't necessarily mean it's not growing. Who can give me a raya to that, Rabbi Yisai, from another halacha? Something standing on a tripod, on a, you know those like metal things that you put the plants on?
What's this not?
Right, so it's what am I talking about? What am I talking about? Those metal, you know, those metal taller platforms. You know, with a garden, you know, like these raised up, these raised, you know what I'm talking about. So what's those things? What is there a word for those things? Anyone know?
No, there's a word called trellis, but that might mean something else.
Okay. So anyone know what I'm talking about? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Those so the halacha is, Rabbi Yisai, if that flowered pot, that pot has a hole in it, and I take it off the table, and I put it onto that stand, and now it's above the ground, I'm chayiv midoraisa for zareya on Shabbos.
Because it's connected to the ground?
Because it's connected to the ground, because there's a hole inside the pot. And there's some sort of yinika in the air, connection, some growth connection that's existing in the air. It's a gemara. It's a gemara on Shabbos daf pei aleph. It's a connection. If it doesn't have a hole, it's aser midorabanan, a gzera atu, Otzitz Nakuf, that if it has a hole, and that would be Asr Midrabbanan. Similarly, if it's standing on Shabbos on top of a, whatever this type of structure is, this platform, and then I move it, it has a hole, I move it onto a table, I just violated the Malacha of Kaitzer on Shabbos, that's tantamount to ripping off a leaf of a tree on Shabbos. Okay? Time to learn some Hilchos Shabbos, guys. Yeah.
What's the difference between that and Yeish? Because here we're saying there's
Yeish. My case?
Yeah.
This is Hilchos Shabbos. Yeish, not relevant.
No, I'm saying because this is planting. If you put it on the ground, then does that have anything to do with Kilayim? Because if it's connected to the ground.
The example I just said?
Yeah.
No. I'm planting or not, because I'm moving this. There's no Yeish at all over here. There's nothing fell apart or that I wasn't separating things. I moved things around. So I planted. That's Zareya on Shabbos. So it's also Zareh in terms of Kilayim. I'm connecting these things, even though they're physically not connected. That doesn't bother me. That's all I was pointing out. This not a mesachik fano agabit tefulasa shachavera areiz a kiddush v'chayev. So that's a Rebbe Meir. How do you know that's a Rebbe Meir? Because it's a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. Hasam nami ka'avid biyadayim. That's also a situation where he's taking his kerem and he's putting it over the tefuah. Eloha Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir. Disanya mechitzas hakerem shenifritza our brisa omer lo gdur nifritza omer lo gdur nesiyash men of lo gadra raise a kiddush v'chayim ba'achriyus. So, Dr. Rabbi Natam, it must be that was disanya, because if it was disnan, so we would what? Rabbi Natam, the mashal edasik Rabbi Meir mikoyach masdisim dekilayim. So how do you know that this brisa, this gemara leaves us off hanging? How do you know that this brisa is Rabbi Meir? Everyone reads this quickly, and they're just like, oh no, I found Rabbi Meir. Where? by the case in Baba Basra, the chitas hakerem shenifritza, the wall that fell down. Where does it say the word Rabbi Meir? And now you're not able to fall, hang your hat on what? Stam Mishnah frekt Rabbeinu Tam. Because what? Because it's not a Mishnah anymore. It's a Braisa. So how do you read Baba Kama Kuf Amar Aleph? Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, I'll tell you how you read it. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Mashpale Dasik Rabbi Meir, Mikoyach Masnisen Dekilayim, the Maise Osom, Hamisachich Eskvano Algabe Tfuoso Shacharero, Hareze Kiddish. Since the Stam Mishnah that says what? A person who hovers what? His Geffen on top of what? Tvua. His Tvua is Mekadesh and Aser is the Tvua. V'chayev and that's who? V'chayev Bachriuso and that's who? Shita? That's Rabbi Meir because Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. V'ahi Stam Mishnah and that's the Stam Mishnah. Hilka chayi nami d'tani k'tidish Rabbi Meir v'ein la'arachan yoyser. So it must be that the Braisa that also says that from a Mechitza Zakaran that fell down, that you didn't fix up, and you were Miyayish from it, and you didn't take care of your Chiyuvim, and now your Chayav Achrayis, you got to pay up for the Hezek that you did, that must also be Rabbi Meir. Why? Why is that true? What was the Chiddush in Rabbi Meir from the Mishnah that I need to find Rabbi Meir as opposed to anyone else? And now I can say, oh, since Rabbi Meir was the author of that Chiddush in the Mishnah, he must be also a similarity to the Braisa that he's also the author of. Sounds like there's some sort of fundamental debate over here that many other Tanoim might not subscribe to. What is that Nakuda that the Rabbeinu Tam is telling us that we can borrow and spar from the din of the Mishnah, Hamisachich Kfanu Agabe Tfuoso, that only Rabbi Meir holds of, and now he's got to be the author of that Braisa also, that's also only Rabbi Meir. Because if you don't hold of that Mishnah, you can't hold of that Braisa. What do you guys think it is? What's the common denominator between the two?
It's not connected under the ground.
Not connected under the ground, okay. That's one thing. What else is a common denominator? That's probably you having to have that throughout Kilayim, that you don't need connection under the ground. What's the common denominator? What's happening that's similar in both of these cases, Rabbi said?
Non-Kinet or Garmi?
I don't know Garmi. First of all, no, the Gemara said that it wasn't Garmi. The Gemara said that was Mazik B'Yadayim. That's the Gemara B'Vakam Daf Kuf. Gemara says, don't prove that Rabbi Meir is the author of Dina de Garmi from what? From the din of Misachik Fano, because why? The other Biyadayin. That's direct Hezek. That's all the Mamazik. That's not Dina de Garmi. That's not an invention of a new Hezek, yeah?
We saw the Tosos Shom. He mentions Oser Mashaino
Shalom. Oh. So Julian points out what Tosos derives, that there might be, and there's going to be a future Sugir of Isai, that what's happening over here? In both of these cases, you're assering someone else's stuff. So perhaps there might be a debate amongst the Tanoim about that issue. And that's what the Gemara was assuming. That Rabbi Meir in one place says that you could prohibit someone else's stuff. So also over here, by Mechitza Sakarim, you could prohibit someone else's stuff. That's just how you learn our Taisus, Rabbi Isai. You know, what you run through is really what Taisus is saying when you actually think about every step in Taisus. That's what we're going to have to get to. And there's going to be a Maram Kremesh sheet called Adam Oysa Dever Shina Shalom or Ain't Adam Oysa Dever Shina Shalom. And that's going to be a fascinating sugi on its own, Rabbi Isai. But that's just a hanocha, just a brief, you know, idea. We're not even getting into that yet. That L'chayra, that's the way the Gemara is assuming over here. How relevant is this concept of Dina de Garmi? Rabbi Isai, you know, so far we've seen it in the case of conversation between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Lazar about talking about a coin. Is it usable? Is it not usable? And I'm being samech on you. So we saw Reish Lakish already said, by the way, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. And then the Gemara just wanted to prove and find out where is this source of Rabbi Meir. And that's how we concluded in our Gemara that the sugya that we're learning here is the type of category called Dina D'Garmi. It's not classic Adam Mamazik, and it's not classic Ptur of Grama. It's somewhere in the middle called Dina D'Garmi. By the way, you should know, before I forget, we're not going to learn this, but Rashi Shita is that the guy who holds a Dina de Garmi he's also being mechadish that grama is chayef. So according to Rashi, there are no three categories. According to Shitas Rashi, at least the way the Ramban assumes, is that Rashi assumes grama and garmi are synonymous, which is fascinating. So according to Rashi, everything we're saying is wrong, and everything we're talking about is totally a lav la'alocha, because we hold grama as potter, so garmi is also going to be potter. But we're not going with Rashi. Rashi is not. Ramban destroys Rashi, and most Rishonim disagree with Rashi. And we're going to assume throughout the sugya that there's this middle category that we're learning right now, which is called Dina Degarmi. That's not Adam Mazik, but it's also not Groma. It's done. It's Dina Degarmi. So the Gemara in Sadi Chesam and Aleph talks about a fascinating case, Rabbi Yisai, that's relevant to each and every one of you, that's based off of our Machlokes Tanoim, of whether or not you're done Dina Degarmi. What's the case? Amar Rabba. I have a shtar, and the shtar says, I owe you money. So the Gemara says, Rabba said, you're potter. You didn't do any hezek to me. You didn't rip up, you didn't damage my property. You now did what? You caused me to not be able to collect with the shtar that says, I owe money. That's not chayav, says Rabba. So therefore, you're potter. You just ripped up my piece of paper. Very nice. I'll pay you the amount of the piece of paper. I'll buy you another piece of paper from CVS. Maskev l'rami barachama echidami idei kesaga diyadim ma'adav b'shtar lichtivu. Just rewrite it if you have the eidim. Shtar ma'al, you have to write a new shtar. Idei like a sade ana mina yadin. And how are we going to know? Amarav atem amino. You figured it out. You can rely on it. So then the Gemara says, a little bit further, Rabbi Isai, Gemara gets into a discussion about Davar Agorim L'mamon. Then the Gemara says, Amar HaMeimar. Skip down to three lines before the two dafs. Man de doin dina de garmi. Mag bebei dmei shtar ma'alya. The person who subscribes to the din of garmi, which is who Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Meir. Would hold, not like Rabba, would hold, you can collect the $10.3 billion that was inside that shtar that you're going to use now to pay for the property that you're going to buy in next sugya, in last sugya. It's Dmei Nair Ba'almo. V'kafya Raphram L'Rav Ashi V'ag Bebe Kikshur L'Tzalmo. And listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. It's one of my favorite Gemaras. This actually happened. There was a kid, Zakt Rashi. This Rashi is famous. Algosa Shri is Mefarsim, this Rashi. Rashi de Ramaskal, the Afkve Rafram Le Ravashi. Zakt Rashi, Shesarav Star Chavera Beyaldusa. Rafram was Mechayev Rav Ashi after his bar mitzvah to pay up for things that he did as a child. Okay? Tell this next chabur you give to high school kids. And that's Swaikola. Okay? I'm going to start what you guys want. You guys are always at, what should I give chaburas on? But Bakama Davtzadi Chesem Abbas. Tagos Ashri and Rashi. Listen to this. Achve Rafram Le Rav Ashi Shesarav Shtar Chaver Bialduser. But I don't understand. He's a katan. He's a katan. Katan's potter. Why is Raphram causing him to pay money for the shtar that he burned? You know, Rabbi Yisai, this is not our sugya. Our sugya is just that this is an example of, you have a shtar, you owe me money, so now even though you're not actually directly damaging my money or directly damaging my property, but the Gemara is saying, according to the one who's Dan Dina Degarmi, which ultimately is Rav Meir, which ultimately we paskin like, Rabbi Yisai, what? Now you just, even though you didn't damage my cash, you ripped up my check, that's going to be Dan Dina Degarmi, you have to pay me that money. Even though the actual damage that you did was a piece of paper worth 3 cents, or in this day and age, probably worth 25 cents. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Yisai, you didn't do any actual damage, only through the invention of Dina Degarmi, that now you, but now, just as a side point, Rabbi Yisai, what's Pshat with this Rashi? What's Pshat with this Rashi that he did it as a Yeled and he's Chayef?
You think the Yeled generally Chayef
after Bar Mitzvah? Averus that he did when he was younger?
I mean, Avodimar, no? How about them after they're released? Are high for all things they're going to do in the meantime, no?
That was a whole sugya. How to understand that din of Eved. Eved might be a bar chiyuva now. Now Eved is chayiv mitzvahs ke'isha. So an isha is also chayiv in nezek. So that's not necessarily a kasha, right? Eved is Eved's not allowed to do any others, right? An isha is chayiv b'chol lasis isha b'tayra. Hishva kosev isha li'isha l'chol onchin isha b'tayra. And Eved k'nani is a din of an isha b'legabi chayiv mitzvahs.
But generally a kid who like does nezek.
That's what I'm asking. Forget Ezekin. A kid's Mechalal Shabbos. Does he have to do tshuva when he gets older, Rabbi Yisai? Let's expand this a little. Let's try to make this interesting, Rabbi Yisai. A kid's not Shomer Negiah. Okay? Does he have to do tshuva? A kid doesn't care about Yichud. Does he have to do tshuva? What's the din? And I'm not even talking in high school. That's like the whole... Don't even get me started on this like question, are you Shomer or are you not? You're a kaifer if you ask that kasha. There's a din in the Torah. What is this? But I'm going back. I'm really harsh right now, Rabbi Yisai. I am a radical rabbi. Radical rabbi. Because I'm learning a Rashi, and I'm saying, you have to do tshuva for ripping up shtaros at younger? No one would take me seriously, Rabbi Yisai. Raphram caused Rav Ashi to pay money. What's pshat over here? So take a look. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Take a look in the Ramah in Simin Shin Mem Gimel in Orach Chaim. Look at what the Ramah says in Hilchos Shabbos, towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos. What the Ramah learns in Hilchos Shabbos. Take a look what the Ramah paskens. Okay? And you will be shocked out of your mind. And what they quote from this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, to extend to every single Avera in the Torah, Rabbi Yisai. Here we go, and this is what I call it. Here we come.